Previously on Marchie McFly.
Ah, I can't believe it. This really is the end. Well, I guess there's only one thing left to say. Here Mike. Is...
Mike! Mike!
Ah! What is this? What are you doing here?
This is the end of Marchie McFly 3. This is it. It's over. Yeah, Mike, I know this is the end of Marchie McFly 3, but I'm back. I'm back from Marchie McFly 4. What are you talking about? It's over. 3 movies, 3 years, that was the deal. It's done. I know the movies are over. But the cartoon, Mike, something's got to be done about the cartoon. Great Scott.
To the future is my favorite thing. Always talk about it and write songs to sing. Even though there was never a part four, Marchie McFly is coming back for more. I don't make money, get no fame. Love for these characters is what I blame. Podcast about comics and cartoons and more. Cause there's still things to explore in Marchie McFly 4. It's Marchie McFly 4. Can you feel it?
Imagine if it's just this for the next 25 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, movie fans of all ages, welcome back to Marchie McFly. They said it couldn't be done. They said, don't do it. They said, I don't even know what a podcast is. And I said, Mom and Dad, stop it, okay? This is my dream, all right? I'm going to go and I'm going to do this podcast and there's nothing you can say or do to stop me. And they forgot that what we were even talking about, and I carried on for another 45 minutes and it was a lot of tears, a lot of laughter. The tears were from me, the laughter was from them, but it was good. It was therapeutic. And in the end, you know, we decided that I am going to come back for Marchie McFly. I am going to do this again. I mean, I decided it. They decided they didn't care. But folks, we're here. It's happened. When I decided back in March of 2023 that this was the end, and then the guy now, I obviously traveled back a year ago. I remember, I need to go tell him, the other me, that we're still doing this. So I went back and did that and told, you know, me, old me, chubbier me, hey, you're going to keep doing this. And I looked at future me and I said, are you sick? Are you okay? I don't, no, I just lost a little weight. And that part was edited out because it was disgusting. But when I decided, when I woke up, the me from 2023, because I passed out, and then I'm the one who finished the show, and then the original 2023, who's also me, woke up, I thought, oh boy, I'm going to watch the cartoon. I'm going to watch the Back to the Future, the animated series cartoon. And it's nowhere. I could not find it anywhere. I think I found one episode on one website. And I said, you know what? No. We're going to do this right. We're going to do this on the up and up. So I went to Amazon.com, which is the web address for Amazon, and I purchased the entire series on DVD. It just comes in one box. It's four discs. It's 26 episodes. And I'm no mathematician, but I do own a calendar. And this ain't my first March. there's 31 days in March, but there's only 26 episodes of the animated series. So that leaves us with 5 days to talk about what? Well, you know what we're going to talk about? Back to the Future. That's right. So while throughout the month of March, most of these days will be dedicated to one episode of the animated series, there's going to be other times where we skip a day and we talk about something else. I have a series of Back to the Future comic books that I'd like to talk about. I have access to the Back to the Future Nintendo Entertainment System game that I'd like to talk about. And when all is said and done, on the final day of what is probably the final Marchy McFly, I'm going to sit and tell you my idea for what could have been Back to the Future 4. All this and more, or just all of that, in Marchy McFly 4. I'm very excited to be doing this. What you don't know is this episode published on March 1st, but for the first time ever, I am not declaring that this has to be like a marathon where I watch an episode a day, I talk an episode a day. This is for Marchy McFly. You know, it was always watch the movie, watch one of the movies every day for 31 days, talk about it for 31 days. We're continuing the celebration. There's going to be 31 days, 31 episodes. But next week, I'm going to Florida. I'm not going to, you know, I've talked about in the past, I drive my mother-in-law to and fro the lovely state of Florida. But no. My wife and I are just going. We're going to go visit. We're going to go on vacation. And will I have my recorder with me? Will I have a little microphone with me? Of course. I'm a nerd. I can't go without it. But am I going to be recording any Marchy McFly episodes while I'm down there? No, probably not, because most of the time I'm going to be down there, it's going to be February, which is the current month. But that Friday is March 1st, and that Saturday is March 2nd. That Sunday is March 3rd. Imagine if I just went through the whole calendar. That Monday, so that Saturday, that Friday, we will still be in Florida. That Saturday, we're traveling home. So we're leaving this Saturday. We're traveling home the next Saturday. So these first two episodes have been recorded in February for the first time ever. There are episodes of Marchy McFly being recorded in February. And, you know, to the listener, doesn't make a difference. The episode comes out on March 1st. But believe me, it bothers me. As a giant nerd, I'm thinking, oh, it really should be done on March 1st. But this entire Marchy McFly 4, to me, I feel like is a bonus, like a complete bonus year, bonus season. So there's no rules. You know, I think it was the wise philosopher of the ad guy who came up with the idea for Outback Steakhouse. There's no rules, just right. And no matter what we do here in Marchy McFly 4, there's no wrong, because I have no real plan except watch these episodes, talk about these episodes, read some comics with you, play a video game, and have my friends come on to talk about it as usual, give them each an episode to watch, and just kind of, you know, enjoy the month, enjoy Back to the Future and celebrate this amazing series one last time. And today, I'm celebrating it by watching the first episode of the animated series. So before we delve into this premiere first episode of Back to the Future, the animated series, I want to give you a quick description. This is from the Back to the Future, I said it with a Chicago accent, Back to the Future wiki at fandom.com, backtothefuture.fandom.com. It says, the series lasted two seasons, each lasting 13 episodes, and ran on CBS from September 1991 to December 1992. So it really only was there for a year, but it was 1991. They really didn't waste much time getting from the end of the series, because remember, part three came out in 90, and then a year later, they're cashing in on a cartoon. They think, oh, this is going to be killer. I'm wondering how these episodes are going to be, because this was interesting watching this, and I'm going to do this 25 more times. Okay. All right. It says the show remained on CBS morning schedule until the end of August, 1993. Wait a minute. Ran on CBS. The date of the last original episode, the show remained on the CBS morning. Oh, maybe they just had reruns, after which it was replaced by Cyber Cops. See, this is the 90s, so I am probably at this point trying to think that I'm mature and maybe wasn't watching cartoons. Not that this was aimed at anyone my age. This wasn't like watching a Simpsons or something today. This is definitely a kids' show. It says it repeated on ABC from 93 to 95 and later repeated on Fox's Fox Box Block. That's what it says. Say that five times fast. From March to August 2003. Oh, so it was on something 2003. It was on Nickelodeon from 2003 to 6. So I guess it just gives the whole history. And it says, you know, the Doc and his family have settled down in 1991 at a farmhouse outside of Hill Valley after living in the 1890s. But their time-traveling adventures are by no means over. I didn't get any of that in the first episode. I saw that there was a farm, but it didn't feel like you're watching the first episode of something where it's like, Marty, since we moved to the farm, you know, where they really tell you what's going on, connecting to the movie, you know, since we settled down, thanks for visiting. No, it was, you're right in there. And if you watch the TV show, or if you watch the movies, I should say, if you watch the movies, the TV show, at least these characters will be somewhat familiar to you. Doc and Marty. There was no Clara in this episode. There was no Biff. There was there was a Biff in the past. Let's put it this way. And there was no Jennifer. But did I say Clara? There was no Clara. Now Clara and all the Biffs, all the Tannins, I would assume all the Tannins, at least the Biff and this was, I think, Beauregard Tannin. who we went to see in the past. Now, they're voiced by their actual actors. Mary Steenburgen is Clara. Now, I don't know how many episodes she was in because she wasn't in this at all. She was mentioned, but she wasn't seen. And Tom Wilson was Biff Tannen. So that was cool to see. The actors who play the, you know, the main characters are different. For Marty, it is a guy named David Kaufman, who I guess he's done a ton of animated stuff. And he looked familiar to me, too, just by being an actor, too. He's not just a voice actor. But the big one for me is Doc, who's voiced by Dan Castellaneta. I think I said that right. Dan Castellaneta. Homer Simpson himself, the voice of Homer, and many, many other voices on The Simpsons. Besides this, he seems to come in and just be like, I'll be the voice of a guy who doesn't want to come back. Oh, you know, I don't know why Christopher Lloyd's not the voice. He's in the episode, but maybe doing the voice was too much at the time. And what I've understood, you know, Christopher Lloyd, I love him. He has no qualms about being Doc. He was in like a special Years Later. He's been in commercials. He loves it. And this is, you know, prime. This is right after part three. I'm surprised he wasn't the voice. You know, Michael J. Fox is off making movies at this point. So you know, not that Christopher Lloyd isn't. I mean, he might have been 91. Is it too early to say he was doing The Addams Family? The two Addams Family movies? Wasn't he a bad guy also in the Dennis the Menace movie? Like, so he was doing stuff. But whatever, they gave the job to Dan Castellaneta, Castellaneta, I'm getting the N and the L's mixed up, who's also the voice of the genie when Robin Williams didn't want to come back for one of the Aladdins. I think Aladdin 2, Dan Castellaneta did the voice, and then Robin Williams, I think, came back. The only other voice characters, Thomas Wilson as Biff, and then Jules Verne and Einstein were actually all credited. Josh Wiener, Troy Davidson, and Danny Mann as the voice of Einstein, who just barks. But he is a genius in this, and he can do all kinds of stuff. Very different. It's not like, you know, I wanted to get, I do a little thing on the picture of every episode where I put the time circuits in the corner, and I said I kept looking for the time circuits for the animated series, and there isn't one because they changed it. So probably maybe just to make it a little more cartoony. This is very cartoony. Like, the drawings are overly, like, you know, the characters are cartoony. You know what I mean? It's not, I hate to say, it's an animated show, but they're drawn like over-exaggerated, silly, not all of them. You know, I think Doc and Marty are kind of drawn, and the kids are okay, but then the side characters are all like, I feel like some were drawn like Three Stooges almost, and different characters, giant mustaches. Of course, that's because it also has to do with where we're going, which was an interesting choice for the first episode of a time travel show. But what's different is, obviously, Doc can do all kinds of inventions, crazy inventions. So we start off with Christopher Lloyd actually as Doc Brown. He is like filming a TV show, I guess, in his laboratory talking about electromagnets, which there's also a little lesson in this. So he's in it live action. And you know who else is in it live action? Making his live action television debut is friggin' Bill Nye the Science Guy. I think that was his original name, was friggin' Bill Nye the Science Guy. He didn't say a word. Doc just demonstrated how to make an electromagnet, and Bill did it because Bill's actually the science guy and Doc's the actor. There was the two of them. And then there was a weird thing in the cartoon where there was a live action teacher giving lessons to Marty as if it was the future, but it's still 1991, I believe. I actually don't even know where they live in time. It's, you know what? I think it is 1991 because, you know, they could go visit Marty and bring him back to, you know, the year 6,000, hang out with him a little while, and then bring him right back where he was. That's something that is, you know, could be really fun to explore. They're not doing that. Just, I think it's just present day where Doc, the kids, and Clara live. They moved back from the 1890s. But we do find out that Marty's in college. And whatever college he goes to, it's probably like Hill Valley University, because the dean is Dean Strickland. So maybe it's Mr. Strickland moving on from high school to college. You know, I mean, it's happened before. Mr. Feeney went from high school to college. Mr. Belding, didn't Mr. Belding go from high school to college too? Maybe. I feel like he should have. No, actually, he didn't. He stayed behind with the new class. Mr. Feeney definitely did, because, you know, why have logic when you can just write whatever you want to happen? But that was a serious show, you know, Boy Meets World. This is a cartoon. But I'm assuming we'll see Strickland. It'd be nice if we saw the actual voices pop up here and there. Maybe see James Tolkien. I think that's his name. That would be cool to see. It'd be cool to just see different characters pop up. You know, Goldie Wilson or different, you know, in different time periods. I haven't seen Jennifer. Or we haven't seen Lorraine. We haven't seen George McFly. Do they come in? I don't know. And I don't want to know. I don't want to look it up. I don't want to find out. I want to make myself watch these and live through them and do my best to enjoy them. The other thing that was cool that I thought was interesting. Now this is, it says ZM Productions. I wonder if that's Zemeckis Productions, live action sequence, who knows? But it says, there's a credit that says featuring Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown and video scientist, technical advisor, Bill Nye, the science guy. But then it was cool to see that this episode, I wonder how many there are, written and directed by Peyton Reed. Now, Peyton Reed has come up in the past because he directed the Secrets of the Back to the Future series that was hosted by noted kook Kirk Cameron. But he's also well known for being the director of Ant-Man and the Wasp, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. And he's directed a couple of Mandalorian episodes. He directed Bring It On. How old is Peyton Reed? He doesn't look that old. He's been around for 6,000 years, it seems like. But he's directed a lot of big, big movies. I don't see anything since the third Ant-Man. Maybe because of the third Ant-Man, that's why he doesn't have anything ready to go. Not that that was a terrible movie, but it was just meh. There was some fun stuff in it. But it's cool to see all the way back, you know, 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, that Peyton Reed was working along further in the Back to the Future story in the world. And I wonder whose idea it was to make these. It was written by him. So they probably said, you know what, try to make it, we're going to take some, I'm going to say risks, but we're going to make some, you know, editorial changes to the story and what's possible and the lore of Back to the Future, because there are certain rules to time travel that they're just abandoning in this. And I saw it was in the Wikipedia or something that Bob Gale and considers this basically like a what if scenario. So it's not canon. So, you know, like when the future is what you make of it. Doc and Clara don't just come back and hang out at a farm. This is kind of the what if world of Back to the Future. And that's exactly what the comic books too. It's like, what if, you know, this happened and let's have further adventures. And you know, it is an incredibly easy, like, jumping off point. You have a time travel, you have a scientist, you have a time travel, your time machine. Let's go get into adventures all over space and time. Where this show, you know, walked so that Rick and Morty could run. You know, because I mean, we all know Rick and Morty. Well, if you don't know Rick and Morty, it is an incredibly brilliant animated show where the characters were based on, you know, Doc and Marty. But not this Doc and Marty, the movie Doc and Marty. This Doc and Marty, they, I don't think Marty lives with him, but he was around a lot. Marty is in school. He has a teacher who is a hologram, but it's an actual live action woman. It's very choppy. Like, he's playing guitar. He's not really quite paying attention. Like, it's, there's a lot being thrown at you. Sensory overload right away. You come to find out that, you know, Doc's hanging out, doing inventions. He's got Jules. He's got Vern, his two boys. And one is very much like, hello, Martin. And, you know, very, he likes helping father with the inventions. And then Vern is a little more fun. He's, he, you know, gets into mischief. I think it's Vern who gets into mischief. I'm going to say it's Vern. And that's kind of where the episode jumps off. We get Doc showing that now he updated a few things with the DeLorean. And he made it so you could press a button and the DeLorean will turn into a suitcase. Isn't that exactly like George Jetson? Like, I mean, take George Jetson's spaceship. He turns it into a little briefcase. Then he heads on into Spacely Sprockets to do his work. It's exactly the same thing. And I literally didn't think of that until now. I'm like, it reminded me of something. And but it's a very heavy suitcase. So he has another machine just to carry the suitcase around. So I wonder if that's going to stick or if that was just a fun little gag for this. He was also, they were able at one point to turn the DeLorean into a limo, a long version of the DeLorean. They still have the train, even though the train, oh no. I was going to say, even though the train smashed. No, he fixed the train back. That was the train, you know, he fixed it after it went off the cliff. It's still a time machine. It's the one he uses at the end of part three. And he uses it in this episode because the time machine ends up where? Back in, I think it's Tennessee in the 1800s during the friggin' Civil War. Yes, the first episode, they decided, let's go to the Civil War and let's go to the South. What's the worst that could happen? So you say, well, wait, they don't live in Tennessee. You know, Hill Valley's in California. At least that's my belief. Well, that's one of the other things he changed with the time machine. He took out the time circuits and put in new time circuits that are voice operated. And you can tell it a place, a time, and a place. It's not like this is where you're going, this is where you are, this is where you've been. It's set a time, set a place, boom, you're off. Very different. But you think, well, wait, how does it go back to the Civil War? Well, Marty is supposed to be studying for a test on the Civil War. And the holographic, even though it's a live-action person over animated, cell, the live-action person is trying to tell Marty about this Civil War photo from the, you know, a specific date where all the people in the photo, you know, died in battle. She says the date loud because Marty's not listening because he's jamming on the guitar, and the DeLorean hears it and punches in the date and the time. Meanwhile, Jules and Vern are kind of arguing with each other. Jules won't let Vern use his computer. Doc doesn't want to help Vern with something right now. So Vern takes off in his propeller hat and flies through the air to his propeller hat. In the air with his propeller hat, he goes, I'm just going to stay up here until it runs out of gas. Well, 2 seconds later, it runs out of gas and he falls down but he lives, but he says, you know what? I'm too small for this. I forget. Oh, Marty was going to help him with something. And he goes, you know what I'm not too small for? The DeLorean. Well, I think you are too small to drive this. But he gets in the DeLorean and takes off and drives back. And they don't know where he is. They have no idea where he is. So they start doing research. And who does the research? Einstein, the friggin' dog, is doing research on a computer and finds a photo with Vern in it from the Civil War. I think it's the same photo that Marty was looking at, the same battalion. And they're like, uh-oh, this whole battalion gets killed tomorrow. Like, I don't know if they say killed. I think they say killed. Like, they don't survive or something. They get attacked, something. This is a children's show, a children's cartoon, and we're going back to the Civil War, to the South. Vern is fighting for the South as a little kid, and they all get killed. So they decide to, Marty, Doc, Jules, and Einstein, we still, Clara has no idea what the hell's going on with her own children. They go back to the 1800s to look for them. They split up. Marty and Einstein get caught at the train by the South. And of course, who is one of the, because they're all over the place. Now, Hill Valley's California, right? Doesn't matter. There's Beauregard Tannen. He is in the South. He is the general of the South. He is a Confederate general. That's what we're going with on the first episode of this children's cartoon. And Vern is one of the little drummer boys who helps kind of, you know, keep the, I don't know, there's two drummer boys. One of them's like, I wish I was with my daddy. We're going to have to go on the front lines. They're like, he's not going to shoot us, are they? And then Vern's like, what? They're not going to shoot us, are they? And this kid's like, oh boy. And they, thankfully, Vern didn't say, hey, what are you guys fighting for? Well, sit down, young feller, and let me fill you in on what freedoms we're fighting for. Thank God they didn't do that. They did. So Marty and Einstein got captured. I don't know. They were tied up. Doesn't really matter. Jules and Doc are off looking, and they hear Einstein calling for help from the train whistle, but they don't pick up on it. They get picked up by the North. And I swear, I thought the guy that picked them up was supposed to be, you know, Mo Howard from the Stooges. He had like the bowl haircut. And he kind of talked like this, see? So I thought it, but they didn't. I was waiting to see two other Stooges, didn't see it. So that might just be my imagination running away with me. So Doc, okay. So all of a sudden, Marty is with Marty and Vern and Einstein are now suited up with the South, and they are headed off. And now the North is coming, and they're about to go into battle. But somehow Doc makes this giant magnet, and it pulls all the guns away from all of them. Then the magnet runs out of power. And the guns somehow, for some reason, they don't just fall to the ground. They fly all back into the soldiers' hands. I also forgot that they realize that there's a general there named Clayton, and it's the great uncle of Clara. And Jules is like, I'm your great great nephew. I'm Clara's boy. He's like, Clara's only 9 months. I think 9 months or 9 years old. I think 9 months. I'm not gonna look up, do the math. Clara's a kid, but she's alive out there. And I forget, I think they use his machine to make the magnet, who cares? Then they, but you know, we see the battle, we see Confederate flag on one side, we see the United States flag on the other side, and all of a sudden, the two kids, the two boys start freaking out and crying, and they're like, no, and they hug each other, and all the soldiers go, aw, isn't that sweet? And then they decide to not go into battle. They're like, aren't we brothers on you know, don't we all have brothers here? Oh, that's what, I'm sorry. It was Jules on one side, Vern on the other. And they go, they're brothers. Don't you guys have brothers against each other? And they all realize that they're all related, or some of them are related. They're hugging, they're saying hi. And Buford is, Beauregard, I should say, is upset. But the other general comes over and is like, we can put our bygones be bygones. And they decide to put off the fighting to take all of these guys out. Because they're the weirdos. So they run off. No, then Einstein shows up driving the freaking DeLorean. They jump in the DeLorean. They fly back to the train. And then they fly back to the future. And going, they're like, you know what? You can use my computer anytime you want. And that was really it. We jump back to Doc one more time. There was Doc knocked over his computer. the live-action Christopher Lloyd, and we got one of those technical difficulties with Doc in a picture, but he's wearing a full Native American headdress, and I don't think that would jive in 2024. It looked a little weird, but you know, I don't know if that's a callback to part three. I don't know, but we see him, you know, Doc one more time talking about magnets and or whatever he was talking about. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And he goes, next time. And he knocked over his thing. He's like, we'll see you next time. And that was the end of the episode. When I think about it, you know, that's, I'm smiling at a couple moments. But the animation, now again, this is a 30-year-old cartoon. Definitely not restored in any way, I don't think. Now, I'm watching it on a DVD on my computer. So I don't know, maybe it looks better on the TV. But it definitely looks like it's, like the original aired. It's funny. I'm probably on a TV 30 years ago. It would look better than on an HD screen that I'm watching today. But that was it. That was Back to the Future, the first episode of the animated series, Brothers. Only 25 more to go. Again, no Clara. The one thing I did like was, the Tannen yelled at Jules, called him some kind of name, and Jules said, "What? I thought you'd say Butthead." And Beauregard said, "Ooh, Butthead. I like that." And later he calls Marty Butthead. And I'm thinking that this is how a long line of Tannens say Butthead, except, wait a second, not so far in the future is Buford Mad Dog Tannen. So, is this Buford's dad? Interesting. And it's funny because they don't shy away from death. You know, like at the end, they're like, oh, the Civil War, none of the infantry ever saw battle and they all survived. Like, yay. Obviously, they'd have to, I guess, because wait a minute. It had to be a cousin. Because if he died originally, then all the Tannens would be wiped out. It can't just be one line of Tannens. There's just a ton of Tannens. The morbid, like, person in me thought, wait a second. Vern's back there in the 1800s. He is in some sort of battle. In a time, there is a timeline where young Vern Brown gets murdered on a Civil War battlefield. Hopefully his remains are retrieved. And now I don't know if they knew his name. I don't know if he was being, but he's probably in some unmarked grave somewhere around there for the next, you know, 100 plus years. Think about that. Little boy, little Jules Brown or Vern Brown or whichever one he was. Who gives a crap? He's, you know, his remains are somewhere, and all along, the other Vern Brown is born. Well, because the other Vern Brown was, who knows when they were born? Because time, you know, they were jumping around already. But originally, he dies in the 1800s, which he probably worries. Should have died originally, you know, being a kid born then. It's fun, exciting things like this that you're going to look forward to for 25 other, you know, 25 more cartoon episodes for this Marchie McFly. I want to study these to the point where, you know, my nose starts bleeding, and I just want to have fun looking at these, not with realistic eyes, but just kind of thinking things through like this to get to this point in the time travel where, you know, his Doc's son was killed in Civil War. Bonkers. And that's just the first episode. I'm excited. So I think that's it. It's Friday, March 1st, 2024 for you guys. And tomorrow will be Saturday, March 2nd, 2024 for you guys. I will be traveling back from the sunny state of Florida tomorrow for you guys. And Sunday, we'll be back at it with an all-new episode of Marchy McFly 4. But that's Sunday. That's Sunday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about episode 2. We're going to go right back to the cartoon, talk about episode 2. But until then, you know where you can find me on social media? Friends, you can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Threads, on Mastodon.social, and on Blue Sky. Now on Blue Sky, at Geek Mentality. I had a different account on Blue Sky, Mikey-C. I changed it to Geek Mentality because I want uniformity in my usernames. I want to be Geek Mentality everywhere. But did you also know that Fans Not Experts has a YouTube channel? And every episode of Marchy McFly from year 1, year 2, and year 3 is available on the YouTube channel. And every episode of Marchy McFly 4 automatically gets posted. When I post this show as a podcast, the video will be posted automatically to YouTube every single day. Go to youtube.com/@fansnotexperts. Search Fans Not Experts on YouTube. Subscribe, like it, please. You know, it's really 99.99% audio podcast. Audio, you know, it's there's not video, it's just audio, but there's some videos here and there. That's where I posted a lot of the music last year for Marchy McFly for the last few years. But every episode is going up on a daily basis over at the YouTube channel. Again, Fans Not Experts over there. Or if you go to fansnotexperts.com, you can find a link to the YouTube channel there. And you can find every episode of every year of Marchy McFly, including year 1, year 2, even year 3, and year 4. One down, 30 to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm looking forward to this. I can't believe it's March already for you guys. I'm done. I will talk to you tomorrow. But until then, here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.